This has been a special report from CBS 2 HD, Eye on the Storm.
The time he was there for any amount of days was in September.
What do you mean he's always in and out? So he's there now?
No.
He comes in and out?
No. Now? He comes and he stays like the weekend or so with his son and he visits, but as to staying with us for more than
I'm
one day at a time.
I'm asking you when the last time
September.
Was he slept in your house.
Oh, last week?
Last week. Okay. Now, this is what you want. So I'm going to deal with the first thing that you want very quickly. You want some child expenses.
Right.
Take them to family court. That has nothing to do with small claims court.
But that is not the same thing. It's a small claims because it also goes along with the other stuff that he owes me. So I figured I'd just throw it all together and it would be the same thing.
No, he has to pay a child support order. If you
he doesn't have a job.
That's not my problem. That's your problem and your daughter's problem. If you let him come into your house and live in your house and she has a child, that's your problem. But that doesn't mean you transpose your courts. You can't decide, well, today I would like to arbitrate a will of a dead person and I'm going to take them to family court. Where you take the person who is responsible for support is family court.
But that's not my child, it's my grandson.
Then,
and he is her boyfriend, and that's their baby, that's their problem.
No.
He owes me money for caring besides regular care.
That's what grandmas do.
Shh, grandmas do that.
Listen to me. He doesn't.
If he tells me that I'm going to go ahead because I don't have a job, you go ahead and, you know, take care of my son, which I have no problem because he is my grandson, so there's no problem there at all. But when it comes to where there's 3 months, he doesn't show up. That baby has no diapers. I have to go buy that stuff. I didn't sleep with him, and I didn't make that child, so I don't think that's my fault.
I want to know just
how's it not
I'm not speaking to you.
Yeah, that is also
true. 1, 2, 3, and you're out of here.
Okay.
You know whose problem it is? Her problem. Tell her to get a job. If you want support, and she lives in your house.
Right.
Tell her you get a job, support your baby. You want him to support his child? Encourage your daughter to take him to family court. This is not the venue for the child's expenses.
Okay.
The venue for the child's expenses is family court. And if you, as his grandmother, buy him diapers, and if you want to look to the responsible parties to pay diapers, you look to him via family court, and you look to your daughter because she lives in your house.
She takes care of her share of the baby. He
not
doesn't
share,
do anything.
Because he's not working. So right now, the only one, I assume she works. Does she work?
No, she gets SSI from her father, but whether
just
he works
second.
Or not, he still has phones. He still has all this other stuff. Where is he getting money from somewhere?
Listen to me. I don't care.
Right.
It's not the job of small claims court.
Please.
It is the job of the family court to fix a support order or to say to Mr. Jackson, you are an able-bodied man, get a job. And if you don't get a job, the court will make an order, and if you don't pay the order, we'll put you in jail. I used to do that, actually. You would be surprised at how quickly people found something to do so that they could pay some small amount of money, whether it was collecting cans or water bottles, or driving a cab, or waiting tables, or working in fast food, they would find something to pay something because some parts of Mr. Jackson work. We just want all of their parts to work.
Yeah.
Now, let's move on to what you think he owes you for this loan that you made him.
Yes.
So let's forget about the child care expenses.
Okay.
That you take him to family court about.
Even
now,
though he's not, I can take him about.
No. If you support, what do you mean you don't understand?
Well, because I mean, they have
putting,
a baby together,
because you're
so
not
I'm
putting
just
your
go up
listening
there and
ears
say
on,
that.
Throw her out.
No, she pays rent, and she takes care of her baby.
Well, just a second. Then that's where you look. Let her take him to family court. But if he's still coming in and out and sleeping over as of last week, that would be your problem. But it's not our problem here in small claims court.
Okay.
That she has to take him to family court. And if you're supporting your grandson, and if she turns over custody to you, you can take him to family court. And if nobody wants to take him to family court, don't bother us.
Okay.
That's not our venue. That's not our jurisdiction. Now, you say that you made a small loan to him.
Yes, ma'am.
That I will hear.
Yeah, in September, he had got...
September of 2011.
Yeah, 2011. He got, July, whenever he got the car. It was September when I realized that he'd been driving her back and forth to the doctor with the baby with no tags on the car. I know he didn't have insurance or a driver's license.
No, just a second.
I'm sorry,
listen,
what?
I want you to slow down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I talk fast when I get nervous. Sorry. Anyway, in September...
Slow down!
I just did.
September, you realized that he was driving your daughter around with the baby and he didn't have proper tags on his car.
Right.
So you said to him what?
That if I would lend him the money to get the tag.
No, you said to him, I want you to say what you said to him.
I did. I said, Chucky, I said, I don't like you driving with the baby with no tags.
Right.
Now.
Okay. And? And he said?
Hunk. I don't want to tell you. Well, he didn't care, really, because he's young.
He didn't
care. He thinks he's invincible.
Just a second.
Right.
So he said, I don't care.
Pretty much.
Okay. And you said to him?
I told him, I will give you half the money to go down and pay for your tags, but you have to tell me a time when you can pay me back because I know he doesn't have a job. And we set a date as in October. He was going to school. He was going to pay me back in October when he got his first check from school. And I was like, okay, I have no problem with that. But this, I want you to pay me back because you have not been a man so far, which we won't talk because that's family court. But he would not been up, stood up and been a man so far. He said he would pay me back. October came. I heard nothing. I was like, okay, well,
did
my daughter said.
Did you pay back for that money?
Nope. She gave it to
yes,
me.
Yes, she did. I did not give it to you.
She gave it to me.
I'm not talking to you
that
now.
That man don't know me, so don't
I'm not
talk.
Talking to you now.
Okay.
And I'm going to say goodbye to you because
okay.
I don't need this aggravation. I want you to understand that.
Okay.
Did you say to her mm-hmm. that you would pay her back the money
yeah,
that she gave you for tags for the car?
Eventually.
Eventually.
But this is the thing. It
well,
wasn't
just a...
Sorry.
You said to her what, Mr. Jackson?
Well, she paid for my tags. Which was she gave me the money.
Of course she gave you the money. Of course she gave you the money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It wasn't a loan because if it was a loan, there would be paperwork
involved.
No.
No, there wouldn't be any loan.
Yes, there would be.
Paperwork, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mr. Jackson.
That's
why. Put on your listening ears.
It's not a loan.
Put on your listening ears. There's not paperwork because if there was paperwork, I would be out of business, sir. If there was paperwork, everybody would have a written contract. There would be nothing for me to sit up here and arbitrate. Do you understand now?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Who pays for everything?
Desiree.
No, sir. Desiree doesn't pay for everything. Let me tell you who pays for everything.
Mm.
I do. Because Desiree doesn't what? Work.
And later today...
I told her I didn't have a problem taking my car, but she insisted that I take hers, so she told me she had insurance and everything.
No, she didn't tell you anything. She didn't tell you she had insurance. Don't make up stories, Mr. Fat.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julia Adrian says her grandson's father, Charles Jackson, borrowed money from her and refuses to pay it back. Charles claims the money was a gift.
Okay. How much money did she give you for the tags?
$125.
And when you said you would pay her back eventually,
mm-hmm.
are those the words that you used? I'll pay you back eventually?
Actually, I never told her I'd pay her back.
Well, you just told me that, sir.
No, this is the thing. So we're at the DMV. She gave me the $125.
No,
I went and got my tags.
How do you get to the DMV?
I drove my car up there.
Yes, and mm-hmm. where was she?
In the car with me.
Okay, so you both went to the DMV.
Mm-hmm. We both went to the
DMV. Two of you together.
Two of us together.
Mm-hmm.
And Desiree.
So the three of you went.
Mm-hmm.
Who was watching the baby?
Oh, he was with us, too.
All right, so that the four of you were in the car to the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened when you got to the DMV? I want you to tell me step by step, sir.
She told me to go in, see the price of my tags. I went in there and checked. I want to say $226.
Okay, so she said check the price,
mm-hmm.
$226.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And you came outside and
came
told
outside,
her what it was.
Told her it was $226. She said, okay, I'll give you half the money. And Desiree gave me half. And I paid Desiree's half back.
From what did you pay her back?
I saved it up.
From where?
Because I work on people's cars sometimes.
So you paid her back from doing odd jobs?
Mm-hmm. And I paid her back $100.
Okay. So you paid Desiree back $100.
Mm-hmm.
And there was $125 that was additional that her mother gave you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me ask you this question, Mr. Jackson. You had an intimate relationship with Desiree. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, Your Honor.
When was the last time you had an intimate relationship with her?
Say about 5 or 6 months ago.
But you remain friends because
yes.
you go and visit your son.
Yes.
Now, you've never had an intimate relationship with his grandmother, right?
So, no. No.
Right? If you had the $100, why didn't you give it back to the grandmother of your child with whom you never enjoyed an intimate relationship, with whom you don't have a child? Why wouldn't you say, I have $100 and I'm going to give it back to the grandmother who would prefer not even to look at me?
Because she pays for everything that he gets, so I'd rather give her the $100.
Who pays
Desiree.
For everything?
Desiree.
Desiree pays mm-hmm. for everything. No, sir.
Yes.
Desiree doesn't pay for everything. Let me tell you who pays for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Because Desiree doesn't what? Work. Right?
Right.
She gets money from the?
County.
County. Which means that I pay. Mm-hmm. Bird pays. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Desiree doesn't pay. Desiree collects. There's a difference. We understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
You owe her $125. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Thank you. Oh, I'm happy with her deciding on my tags because, no, I did not give him the money. He's not my dude or nothing like that.
I'm fine with the decision.
He's not a man. He keeps hiding from me. He'll say, oh, I'll come talk to you, or, oh, I'm going to go pay her, or, oh, this, and, yeah, I
never said I'd give her the money for the car tags. That was out of her own kindness.
That's their problem, not mine.
It is what it is.
I don't want to be mean, but choose wisely.
I'm going to do my own thing. You know, me and my son is all I have to look after right now, so that's what I'm going to do.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Szabo versus Pfaff. Step forward.
22-year-old Amber Szabo is suing her ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old Michael Pfaff, for damaging her car while on a trip.
Ms. Szabo, when did you get this car that was totaled, allegedly, by the defendant?
I had the car for about a year.
So that you had it for 1 year. You bought it in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of car was it?
A 2006 Grand Prix.
And how much of a loan did you have on it? Look at me. How much of a loan did you have on it?
$4,500.
How much did you pay for the car?
I had already paid $5,000 on it. I owed $4,500 more.
Where did you get the $5,000 from?
I had got it from a school loan.
So you took a school loan and you bought a car?
Mm-hmm.
Were you supposed to do that with your school loan?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Somebody came up to you, stuck a knife in your side, and took your wallet. And there were no witnesses, would you call the police?
Probably.
You would say, what a crime. Somebody just stabbed me in the side and took my wallet.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amber Szabo says, ex-boyfriend Michael Pfaff owes for causing damage to her car. Michael says, he was the victim of a hit and run, so he shouldn't have to pay.
Okay. So you had a balance on the loan of $4,500. At the time when you let your boyfriend, that would be you, borrow your car.
Correct.
And he totaled the car, according to you.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. No.
Did you borrow her car?
Oh, yes, I borrowed the car.
Did you bring it back to her?
Yes.
How?
Put the strap on the bumper, brought it back.
And where is the car now?
At wherever she has it at.
Where is the car now?
At my apartment.
Is that how you're driving the car, with it strapped together?
I can't drive the car right now.
Why not?
Because it's ruined.
Now, when you have a loan on the car, you're supposed to have insurance, right?
Correct.
Why didn't you?
I only could afford liability at the time, so...
Yeah, but you have a contract. Doesn't it say that you have to have collision and liability while you have a loan?
Yes.
Are you still paying the loan?
Yes.
And you're current with your payments?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an estimate to fix your car?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Do you want the pictures of my car?
Mm-hmm. Go!
Well, I was getting ready to go on a trip to see my brother. He had just got home from Afghanistan. And she was insisting that I take her car when I had my own car. And I told her it was no problem, I could take my car. My car is a little bit older, but I told her I didn't have a problem taking my car. But she insisted that I take hers, so she told me she had insurance and everything.
No, she didn't tell you anything. She didn't tell you she had insurance. Don't make up stories, Mr. Pfaff. Don't make up stories. If you say she wanted you to take her car rather than you asking if you could borrow her car, it doesn't make any difference to me. But your girlfriend, with whom you spent the night before, right? You were living together?
Yes.
Your girlfriend didn't say to you, please take my car, I have full coverage. That didn't happen, Mr. Pfaff. So you borrowed her car, and get to where you borrowed the car.
Okay, so I borrowed the car, took it on the trip. On my way home, I stopped at a Walmart to get some things that I needed.
And what did you stop at Walmart for?
I just wanted to grab some Monsters and some snacks.
Yes.
And it was late in the night. So then when I came outside, like, it was no cars there. The car was smashed.
I'll see the police report.
I don't
For when you went into Walmart and you came out and the car was a hit and run. Normal person. You are normal, aren't you?
Yes.
Normal person calls the police and says, I was just victim of a crime. Somebody hit my car.
I figured there wasn't any witnesses or anything, so...
What difference does it make? Somebody came up to you, stuck a knife in your side, sir, and took your wallet, and there were no witnesses. Would you call the police?
Probably.
Yeah, even though there were no witnesses. You would say, I'm going to report a crime. Somebody just stabbed me in the side and took my wallet. You would, in fact, call the police.
Right. But I didn't crash the car, though.
Listen to me. You would call the police. You come outside and you look, somebody has destroyed your property in a parking lot of Walmart. Minimally, maybe Walmart has security cameras. They could look at their security cameras and see who hit the car. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? That's why I don't believe you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, did you tell your girlfriend this Walmart story?
Yes.
When did you tell your girlfriend this Walmart story?
I told her...
No. Don't laugh. You see how your mouth is moving like this?
No.
When did you tell your girlfriend the story?
I told her right after it had happened.
You called her up on the phone?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
I told her that I had just came out of Walmart and the front end was smashed. And I don't know who did it. It was a hit and run.
And what did she say to you?
She told me, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it when I get home. She told me not to worry about it.
So? Now it's time to worry. Now's the worrying part.
But it's now that we're broke up, now she wants to worry about it. When she told me before that it wasn't a problem when we were
it's
together.
It wasn't a problem. Now it's a problem. Who's supposed to fix the car? That would be you.
Me? But I didn't crash it, though.
Yes, you did. You think that I believe the story that a car caused this kind of damage in Walmart, and you didn't minimally go back into Walmart and say, look what happened to my car in your parking lot? You think that I believe that, sir? You think that they keep me up here because I'm really that stupid?
I'm not saying you're stupid, Your Honor.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't make sense, it's not true.
I just figured there wasn't any witnesses around, so I didn't know how to go about that.
What do you mean you didn't know how to go about that? Walking back into Walmart? Same way you walked in to buy yourself a matzah. Judge, for the plaintiff, in the amount of $3,000. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Is the customer always right?
He did work on the car. You said, I'm not paying you. You sound like a hustler to me. Big time hustler.
Next Judge Judy.
I think it was good. He showed what an idiot he was, so I didn't even have to say anything.
I didn't crash the car. I came out of Walmart, the front end was smashed, so I don't see why I had to pay for it.
He called at night and told me that he crashed into a semi because he fell asleep.
I don't know where the semi story is coming from.
He lies about everything.
I would know if I ran into a semi.
Because he's a liar.
I'm not a liar. I mean, I don't know why she would say that.
Never to let anyone borrow my car ever again.
I don't owe any responsibility. I don't feel it.
There's hard feelings, yes.
Probably because I crashed her car, but I didn't. It got hit by somebody in the parking lot.
I'm happy.
It is what it is, basically.